Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. I might brag just a little bit, but...
I'm Brody Bashaw with KWBU.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco.
And it is time for this week's edition of Act Locally Waco.
Waco, Waco. That's my hometown.
Some weeks in Waco, the variety of music in town is fascinating, and this is one of them.
That's right. All I have to do is say the name Bee Gees, and I know wherever they may be, my fellow children of the 70s are striking their best staying alive pose. Tonight, you can show off that pose and your other dance moves at the Backyard Bar, Stage, and Grill. They are hosting the tribute band Bee Gees Gold. Backyard is located at 511 South 8th Street. Doors open at 6 p.m. and tickets are $15.
Then tomorrow, if you're a fan of a cappella music, you won't want to miss your chance to see and hear the 100 Voice Men's Chorus Vocal Majority.
They are in Waco for one night only for an event called Rise Up for MPS. It's a fundraiser for the Jenna Marie Richborg Endowment Fund, which helps raise awareness about MPS, which is a rare genetic disease. Vocal Majority will be performing at the Midway Performing Arts Center on Hewitt Drive. The show starts at 7 and ticket prices start as low as $10.
If you love good band music, you have two great choices this week. On Sunday at 3 p.m., the Baylor School of Music is hosting the U.S. Navy Band. The performance will be in the Jones Concert Hall in the McCrary School of Music on Baylor campus. It's free and open to the public.
Then on Tuesday, the Waco Community Band presents American Kaleidoscope, works composed by American composers. This show will take place at the Ball Performing Arts Center on MCC campus at 7:30 p.m. It is also free and open to the public.
On Thursday, you have a couple of musical choices that range from the traditional to the fringe.
On the traditional end, the Stars Over Texas Jamboree, our local monthly family-style musical variety show, is offering their Legends of Country music show. The show starts at 7 p.m. at the Lee Lockwood Library and Museum on Waco Drive. Tickets are $14. Then on the other end of the spectrum, also on Thursday, the Baylor School of Music is hosting Love Wounds, an immersive collaborative experience with the Chicago Fringe Opera. The show starts at 7:30 at the Jones Theater in the Hooper Schaefer Fine Arts Building on Baylor campus, and it is free.
We've also got quite a bit of new art going up this week.
I know many Waco art lovers will be excited to hear that this evening from 4 until 9, popular local artists Mark Kieran and Susan Sistrunk are celebrating the grand opening of their brand new gallery at 2120 Washington Avenue in downtown Waco. Wine and light bites will be served, and a painting from each of the artists will be raffled off during the course of the evening.
Also tonight, Cultivate 712 on Austin is opening their March exhibition, The Art of Celebrity and Modern Brand Making Pop. And on Tuesday, the Carling Bright Arboretum has a new display of Tom Scott watercolors going up.
On Thursday, we have an especially fun and special art event here to share. I imagine most of you are familiar with the Waco Habitat Restore on Franklin Avenue. If you've never been in there, it is a building materials recycling center.
Homeowners, builders, do-it-yourselfers, whoever can donate their leftover building supplies, from paint to light fixtures to sidewalk pavers. The Restore sells these donated items, and the proceeds benefit our Waco Habitat for Humanity.
On Thursday, Habitat for Humanity and the Habitat Restore are hosting their first ever Restart Art exhibit. This is a juried fine art exhibit in which all of the pieces include at least 33% recycled materials from the Restore.
A free opening reception will be Thursday from 6 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. at Cultivate 712 on Austin Avenue.
There will be hors d'oeuvres, drinks, and live music, and you'll have an opportunity to bid on the artwork. If you can't make it to the reception Thursday night, the art will be on display through March 30th at the Waco Habitat Restore, located at 1224 Franklin Avenue.
If you're interested in urban planning and learning more about how our city is growing and changing, we have two interesting events for you this week.
On Saturday, Waco Walks and the Syntex Hispanic Chamber of Commerce are hosting a walk on LaSalle Avenue. LaSalle has been in the news quite a bit lately because the City Planning Commission is considering a proposal for an overlay district that would guide future development in the area. Before I-35, LaSalle Avenue, also known as Highway 77, was the main route through Waco for travelers headed to Dallas. Elvis Presley dined at the Elite Cafe, and moviegoers crowded the Circle Drive-In. The old Elite is now the Magnolia Table, and the Circle Drive-In is now a flea market, and the current business owners on LaSalle are starting to think about what's next for this stretch of historic highway. On our walk, we'll tell some stories and talk about some new possibilities. We would love for you to join us. It's free. We will meet up at 9:30 a.m. at the Syntex Hispanic Chamber of Commerce at 915 LaSalle Avenue. The walk will be a smidge over 3 miles. For more details, please check the Waco Walks Facebook page.
On Monday, City Center Waco is hosting the second of two public input sessions about the Brazos Promenade Project. This is your chance to share your ideas and thoughts about the design of public spaces along the riverfront and University Parks Drive.
The meeting will take place at 6 p.m. at the Texas Life Annex at 1000 Washington Avenue. I highly recommend this meeting. I went to the first input session. It was a terrific conversation, and they had really good cookies.
Plenty of things to do around town this week.
I do hope you'll get out and get involved and act locally, Waco.
Remember that a full calendar of events can be seen at actlocallywaco.org. Ashley, we look forward to having you back on the radio with us next week.
Thanks, Brody. Looking forward to it myself.
Waco, that's my hometown.